So I've got good news and I've got bad news. What do you want first? Let's start with the good news. How about that? The good news is this. No matter what you think about you, and no matter what anyone else said about you, if you are new in Christ, God's Word says that you are His masterpiece. Really good news. In fact, in God's Word, Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20, Scripture says, "For who are you? For we are God's masterpiece, and God has created us anew in Christ Jesus, so we can do all the good things He planned for us long ago." Who are you? Who do you think you are? You are God's masterpiece. If you are new in Christ, you are the masterpiece of God. That's the good news. The bad news is, most of you don't believe it. You don't, because if you did, in your heart, it would change how you live. And the reason you don't believe it is because you've seen masterpieces, right? You've seen the creation of Adam in the Sistine Chapel, and you say, that is a masterpiece. You've seen a 1962 Ferrari 250 GTO, red of course, and you say, that is a masterpiece. And then, of course, there's this, every Rocky movie ever made, right? What is it? It's a masterpiece. You've seen masterpieces, and you know what a masterpiece looks like. And you say, I'm no masterpiece. A masterpiece? I don't know what it is for you. Doesn't have thinning hair. Masterpiece isn't underachieving in his career. Masterpiece doesn't have high credit card balance or a car that leaks oil. Masterpiece never eats the whole bag of chips. I've seen a masterpiece, and I'm no masterpiece. How many of you would agree that the world can be cruel to you? It doesn't take long before someone cuts you down, says something about you. The world has taught you, you're not good enough. You're not smart enough. You're not talented enough. You're not pretty enough. And then you'll even tell yourself, I bring my best every day, and even my best is never enough. I know what a masterpiece looks like, and I'm no masterpiece. Welcome to church, where we're here to make you feel good about yourself. When Paul was writing this text, he was writing to the Christian believers in Ephesus. And those believers, they knew what a masterpiece looked like, because every day they walked past a masterpiece. They walked past the temple of Artemis. And if you see it today, you say, that's no masterpiece. That's no masterpiece today. It's ruins. But if you saw it then, it was a complete masterpiece. Back then, it was one of the seven wonders of the ancient world. It's rumored to have taken over 120 years or so to build. And they would walk by that and say, now that is a masterpiece. And they were reminded of what we often feel. We feel small. We feel insignificant. We feel unimportant. And in a similar way, thanks be to social media today, we are reminded every single day that I'm not an influencer with a perfect body. I'm not on vacation like my annoying friends who's on their third one this year, bless their heart. And I'm not the perfect mom with the perfect home making a homemade meal, all organic, of course. I'm the mom who had chicken nuggets again for dinner at our house. How many know what it feels like? And the voice in your head says, you're not good enough. Not even sure why they love you. You can't make a difference. You don't make enough. You don't look right. You're not important enough. You will never, ever be enough. There's more bad news, and that is, without Christ, it's actually true. Without Christ, you are not enough. God's Word teaches us that without Christ, we are incomplete. We are sinful. We are broken. And contrary to popular culture theology, you are not enough without Christ. Scripture tells us this. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1 says this, that once you were dead because of your disobedience and your many sins. In other words, without Christ, we're spiritually dead, separated from God. And Paul says, you used to live in sin just like the rest of the world. Obeying the devil, the commander of the powers in this unseen world. He says, hey, without Christ, all of us used to live that way, following the passionate desires and inclinations of our sinful nature. By nature, we want to do what's best for us and what feels good in the moment, even if it breaks the heart of God. He says this, by our very nature, by our sinful nature, without Christ, we were subject to God's anger, just like everyone else. Now, I hate to be this direct because this is very, very unpopular in today's culture, but we're sinful. Sin comes from the Greek and it simply means to miss the mark. Our God is a holy God, perfect in every way. And anytime we disobey or dishonor His word, His heart, His truth, the Bible calls that sin. Not popular, but true. And what does sin do? Sin actually separates us from a holy God. And the reason I'm talking about it is because today it's just so popular in culture to kind of give you the self-esteem quotes. And I like to hear them because they kind of feel good. But so many of the current cultural self-esteem quotes fall pathetically short because they're designed to convince that you are okay. And the truth is, without Christ, you are not okay. None of us are. We're broken, dead in our sins. And everywhere you look, there's messages about self-love. And self-love, and self-love. And I sincerely hope that you can feel better about yourself. But not just yourself, but who Jesus can be in you. The message is about self-love. Eventually, we're just lying to ourselves if we say, I'm okay, and you're enough. Because without Christ, we're not enough. And lying to yourself is never loving yourself. Scripture tells us We've sinned before a holy God, and we have to start by acknowledging that. It's so important, because if you don't admit that you're a sinner, you won't see your need for a Savior. Who is Jesus? He is the one who saves us from our sins. Without Christ, we have no hope of saving ourselves. We can never be good enough. In Ephesians 2:4, it tells us the very, very good news. Scripture tells us this. But God, I like this. There's some bad news. But God. We were dead in our sins, but God. We were lost and broken without Christ, but God. Without Jesus, we are destined for a life separated from Him, but God. Who is so rich in His mercy, He loved us so much that even though we were dead because of our sins, He gave us life when He raised Christ from the dead. How are you made right with God? Scripture says, but God is only by grace that you've been saved. Now, I need to explain this. Scripture teaches us you can never be good enough. No matter how hard you try, no matter how righteous you are, the best attempt at being good enough, Scripture says in the Old Testament, is like filthy rags before God. You can't be holy enough. You can't be perfect enough. You can stop cussing, but you're still lusting. You can stop lusting, but you're still judging. You can stop judging, but you're still complaining. Or you stop complaining, but you're still spending more than you make, or eating more than you should, or whatever it is. No matter how hard you try, our sinful nature pulls us away from the heart of God. You cannot be enough, give enough, pray enough, be holy enough, because you're not enough. Without Jesus, we are not enough. And that brings us to our key verse. We'll look at it again, Ephesians 2:10. Who are you? Scripture says, for you are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus. Why? So we can do the good things He planned for us long ago. The bad news is, without Christ, you're not enough. The good news is, with Christ, you are God's masterpiece. You are the masterpiece of God in Christ Jesus. With Christ, you are God's masterpiece. Now, what does that mean? The word masterpiece comes from the Greek word poema. We get our word poetry from this. It's a beautiful word. A good translation of poema is this: it's that which has been created. It means workmanship, or literally like a poetic statement. It means masterpiece. It's God's poetic statement, created by God for God's divine purpose. Who are you? If you're in Christ, you're the masterpiece of God. The literal word order of this is of Him, for we are masterpiece, or from Him, we are masterpiece, or by Him, we are masterpiece. It's from God, it's of God, it's by God that we are not who others say you are, but you are who He says you are. And if you are in Christ, of God, for God, by God, from God, you are His masterpiece. That's the good news. The bad news is most of you don't believe it. And so I want you by faith to start declaring it. Now, wait a minute. You said we're not saved by good works. You just said, but now you said good works. Well, here's what we need to understand. Is you are not saved by good works, but for good works. You're not saved by what you do, but because that you're saved. God has created you as His masterpiece, for His purpose. You are made by God for a purpose. And the purpose isn't for you. It's not like life's not about you. It's like you're made by Him to serve Him and glorify Him by loving people. A preacher once said, if you don't know the purpose of a thing, all you can do is abuse the thing. If you don't know the purpose of a thing, all you can do is abuse the thing. And he went on to say that if you want to know the purpose of the thing, don't ask the thing, ask the one who created the thing. In other words, if you want to know your purpose, don't ask your best friend. Don't ask popular opinion. Don't ask everyone on social media. Who do you think I am? Why do you think I'm here? If you want to know the purpose of the thing, ask the one who created the thing. Of him, by him, for him, you are God's masterpiece. He created you with a divine purpose, even in advance of your birth. And it was King David who said this about his Creator God. In Psalm 139, David said this, if you want to know the purpose of the thing, ask the one who created the thing. It was God who created him. And he said, for you, God, created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. Poema, like a poetic statement. I praise you, God, because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place, when I was woven together in the depths of the earth. God, you saw my unformed body. And watch this. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. In him, by him, for him, you are a masterpiece, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which were prepared even before you were born to do for the glory of God. You're the masterpiece of God, created by God for His divine purposes. And that's what's crazy to think about, is that God gave you good works to do before you were even born. In other words, there may be someone here today that God created you to pray for. Someone who's sitting by you before they walk out of the building. It's your assignment. There may be someone in your life who can't pay a bill, and you can pay the bill. And God created you, gave you the ability to help meet the need of someone nearby. There may be someone who's far from God, and you have the light and the love of Jesus dwelling within you, and you are created your purpose to show the love of God to them in a way that helps draw them to the good news of the saving grace of Jesus Christ. Purpose. You are created by God, of Him, for Him, by Him, for a divine purpose. And a purpose is a cool word. Now, sin's not, but purpose is a cool word, because everybody wants a job with purpose. And everybody wants a relationship that gives a purpose. And everybody wants a hobby that gives them purpose. But as a follower of Jesus, you don't just find purpose. You bring purpose to everything that you do. Because of who you are in Christ, there is purpose in your parenting. You're not just changing diapers. You're raising a generation to know and serve the goodness of God. There's purpose in the way you interact with people at work. You're not just doing a job, but you're doing everything for the glory of Jesus. There's purpose in how you manage your money. You are stewarding what God has entrusted to you, so you can be generous and be a blessing everywhere that you go. There is purpose in how you interact with everyone that you come across, because you are designed of Him, by Him, for Him, with a purpose to do good works. Oh, I could do it right there. Good works. But God, that He prepared in advance for you to do. In Romans 8:28, it's a powerful verse, and you may not have seen it this way. We know that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him. Watch this. And have been called according to His what? To His purpose. You have a purpose. If you want to know the purpose of the thing, don't ask the thing. Don't ask the thing's friends. Ask the One who created the thing. Go to the Father, who by Him, of Him, for Him, from Him, created you exactly as He wanted you, with every gift, of every talent, of every ability. The good news is you're a masterpiece. The bad news is most of you don't believe it. That's who you are. You're a masterpiece. And some of you say, oh, no, I'm not. I'm still a mess. And I'll tell you right now, I am too. I'm still a mess. We're all new in Christ, theologically, spiritually, but practically, we still do dumb things. In fact, someone asked Michelangelo how he made his masterpiece. How did you make this masterpiece? They said to Michelangelo, how did you create this? And I like this quote. He said, I created a vision of David in my mind and simply carved away everything that was not David. That's powerful. In fact, that'll preach. Because God created you in His mind as His masterpiece. And even if you're still a mess, do you know what God is doing? He's chipping away everything that isn't Jesus. As iron sharpens iron, He's working in you. He's working on you. He's using the hard things to develop you. He's using the pain in your life to conform you to the image of Jesus. You may say, practically, I'm still a mess. But spiritually, He sees the perfected work of Jesus in you. And He's chipping you away anything that is not like Jesus to make you more like Him. So, if you wake up, Say, I got problems. I got problems. I got problems. I'm going to tell you right now, make sure you're solving the right problem. Because some of you, you think your problem is comparing or obsessively controlling, or that you eat more than you should, or that you overspent again, or that you can't stop yelling at your kids, or you can't quit lusting. And because you think that's the problem, you're trying to solve that problem. And the reason you can't solve that problem, because that isn't the real problem. That's a symptom of the real problem. And the real problem is a false identity. We don't know who we are, because when you know who you are, you'll know what to do. And so if your problem is a false identity, believing the lies of your spiritual enemy, the way to solve that problem is to get a new identity. How do you get a new identity? Let me tell you what it's not. It's not through your works, but it's by His grace. Because we're dead in our sins. Without Jesus, we are not enough. But God, by His grace, makes you alive in Jesus. And it's never, ever by you being enough, but it's by Jesus being enough in you and through you. Without Christ, you're not enough. You are incomplete. You'll always be dissatisfied. You'll always fall short. You'll always be wondering, is there something more? There is. And His name is Jesus. He's the Son of God who loved you and died in your place so your sins could be forgiven. And so you could be new in Christ. Then you take on a new identity. If anyone is in Christ, Scripture says, the old is gone. The old is gone. And behold, you become new. Without Christ, no amount of pop psychology can ever truly make you enough. But with Him, you have more than enough. You have the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwelling in you. You are the masterpiece of God. Who do you think you are? I am God's masterpiece. Before you were even born, God knew He would place you at this moment in history, give you the gifts that He gave you, put you around the people that are around you. Why? Because there are good works prepared in advance for you to do. You're not looking for purpose. Everything you do represents the purpose of Him, by Him, for Him, through Him. You are God's masterpiece. So when you believe it, when you know who you are, guess what? You will know what to do. Live out of the grace of who God created you to be. Who are you? You are His masterpiece. Let us pray. So, Father, we pray that You do a healing work. We give You permission. We ask You, God, to go after the root of our problems, our identity. Teach us who we are in Christ. Father, we want to pray for our brothers and sisters. And God, for those who are in Christ, we pray that by the power of Your word, that Your word always accomplishes its purpose, that You would do what we cannot do, that You would be enough, that, God, that we would admit and acknowledge and that we're incomplete without you. And so we lean into you. We trust you. We surrender to you. We pursue you. We want more of you. Jesus, would you be enough? God, for your children that are in Christ, they're your poetic statement. They're a heavenly masterpiece, created you, for you, from you, to do amazing, loving works that you prepared for them to do. God, renew our minds. Help us to see ourselves, God, as you see us, as a masterpiece, created by you to glorify you. So do a healing work today, we pray, in Christ's name. Amen.